a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire.
It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, JB Gilpin. It's Wednesday, October 29th, and I'm here with my co-host, Slim, and we have actual NBA games to talk about. How you doing, Slim?
Good. And Anthony Davis game was nasty.
Oh, my. I mean, some of the actual basketball of that game was pretty brutal. The Magic looked awful in some stretches. But, yeah, Anthony Davis. Oh. Yeah, what a game. And I had to look it up on for the article this morning. That only 5 of 25 experts on Fantasy Pros had Anthony Davis number one. And it was a pretty unquestioned number one for us two.
Yeah, once we decided LeBron wasn't going to be that guy. I mean, I imagine that's who their other number one was.
Yeah, LeBron. And I'm sure one or two were Durant that just never got to updating their ranks. So that would be in there. Maybe some Curry. I don't know. But yeah.
Anthony Davis, we're going to look really smart with that one.
Yeah, just an absolutely unreal game from the Brow. Almost triple doubles with the blocks. Everyone's seen the box score by now. Do you own Anthony Davis on any teams?
Nope, I didn't get him anywhere.
Yeah, the highest pick I got was third, and it was the early RCL league. Where it went Durant, then Davis, and then Curry for me. So I was really trying to get the second team drafting there to take Curry with the second pick. He did not, and I am unfortunately on the outside looking in. But man, 10 of 22 from the field, 6 of 9 free throws, puts up a rainbow line, 26-17, 2-3-9, and doesn't have a single turnover in 36 minutes. I mean, that's about as big as an NBA debut as opening night debut as I can remember.
Yeah, I had him up for our 30-point little thing going on. I guess he didn't hit that.
Nope.
He was close.
Yeah, a lot closer than Kobe was. But
yeah, that wasn't pretty.
But, you know, I wanted Brow, too. So let's go over a couple of news and notes from last night before we really recap the games. Very, very sad news for Julius Randle. Seems like a really good guy to cheer for. If you didn't stay up for the late games, it was kind of weird. He, you know, drove to the hoop, tried to dish the ball. His legs kind of made contact with each other, and he went down, but didn't seem like he was in too much pain. And then it cut to commercial, and all of a sudden it cut back, and he's getting the full cast on, and they had to stretcher him out. So really sad news that he broke his leg. Wish him a speedy recovery, and hopefully he'll be back for an interesting sleeper year next year. Other than that, you know, this was interesting that Tobias Harris, he had another injury concern as well. He went up and kind of looked like he maybe tweaked his ankle and then went down the floor and was trying to play some D, and I think the Pelicans scored, and he had to go down and come out of the game. He said it was just leg cramps, so that's good to hear. That just came out a few minutes ago. But it's definitely holding our breath for that one.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it was just something like that, but I don't want to give – he's too young to put that injury-prone label, but he does get knocked around a lot.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, those ankle injuries last year just really derailed his season. You know, it was better in the second half once he was getting back from those, but definitely made me hold my breath a little bit. But then again, the Magic, they just looked awful. You want to talk about maybe the 23 worst minutes of basketball you'll ever watch? That's how much Ben Gordon played last night.
Ooh, I think he made a shot, right?
Oh, my. He went 1 for 8 for 5 points, and he just took a normal jumper and got blocked by Jimmer Fredette. Now, they called a foul, but they showed they had great angles on the replay. Good job, Pelicans TV crew. And it was clearly all ball, like clearly all ball. And what it reminded me of that scene from Space Jam where Charles Barkley gets blocked at the pickup court by that kid. You know, that's how bad it looked. And, I mean, it wasn't really much better for Evan Fournier. Did you see his hair last night?
Yeah, that was I mean, I'm thinking like 16, 17-year-old kid doesn't really – I mean, the 48-year-old version was perfect. You just – a slight edit to that picture and it's going to work.
Oh, I mean, he had this like – it was pretty short hair, not that long, slicked back, and then this one-inch ponytail at the end. Oh, I think that was the worst performance of the night was Evan Fournier's hairdresser. but yeah, I think that's pretty much all the main news from last night. Before we really break down the games, I don't think there was any other major injury concerns. So looking at the Orlando and New Orleans game, how about Omer Asik playing 33.5 minutes and beasting it?
Yeah, and Vucevic had about, you know, he had a ton of boards too. There must have been a lot of misses in that game.
There were a lot of, like, did you watch, I remember you were saying you were going to watch some of this game maybe, but you ended up going to the AARP game, didn't you?
Yeah, it was more entertaining, what can I say?
yeah, I mean, I watched some chunks of this game. There were a lot of, like, you know, quick rebounds where someone's driving and a quick offensive board or, you know, a lot of fast-paced type rebounds. It didn't seem...
Yeah. I see now. Orlando shot 38% and New Orleans shot 40%.
Yeah, and New Orleans took 101 shots. I mean, that's getting up there. So it was a pretty fast-paced game. But yeah, tons of boards, and the Pelicans get 17 blocks. Asik 14 and 17 with 5 blocks, but did his normal Asik thing, 0 for 3 at the free throw line. So, but yeah, are you moving Asik into that kind of... You know, must own, I'm sure he's must own now, but, you know, top 100 big man, top 100 overall?
Yeah, he's right there with probably a Jordan Hill type right there at the 100 mark. The problem is Ryan Anderson only played 22 minutes, somehow got 22 shots up in 22 minutes, but only played 22 minutes. So, you know, depending on who they're playing, his 22 and Asik's 33 could easily flop.
Yeah, and Anderson was interesting. I mean, he just got red hot towards the end. But he was, early on, he was like 3 for 12 or something really bad. But yeah, I mean, you look at their rotations, and the only other big man they played was Ajinsa and Withy for 2.5 minutes at the very end in junk time. So if it's going to be Anderson, Asik, Davis as pretty much the only big men, they're all three going to be really good values.
Yeah, this is true. I didn't think they would do a three-man rotation with Ryan Anderson coming off that back injury, but they're just going to do three, then yeah, there's plenty of minutes for all of them.
Yep. And Drew Holiday, he did, he banged heads with Elfrid Payton, had to get a couple stitches, actually came back for a couple minutes. So if you're looking at his line at only 27 minutes and wondering why he didn't play that much, that's why. 8-2-4-3-1, almost a rainbow line. Pretty good game for Drew.
It wasn't because Austin Rivers just played better?
Well, okay. So I talked about Austin Rivers yesterday. Got him for $1 in REL. I got to love this game. I mean, this is how the REL is. To go 7-1-3-1-0 in 20 minutes and shoot 2 for 5. That's a really good game for one of your last players in REL. I thought he looked competent, and he played 20 minutes, and when Drew went out, Rivers played a lot of minutes. I mean, he looked like a capable player. So if Drew went out, I would feel pretty good about saying Austin Rivers is the must-own.
Okay, that's interesting. I guess he's okay. He's really struggled finding his footing. But, I mean, I don't know. I've never seen him play 35, 36 minutes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he played in some of the scrubby games last year when Drew was hurt and Gordon was hurt and had some big games, but... listen, he's not going to all of a sudden be an elite player, but I think he's going to be the guy if Drew were to go down. So, and I think he could be serviceable. So
yeah, and then after that is Fredette and Sammons. There is no depth on this team. If they get injuries, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yep, exactly. And I mean, Evans is injury prone. Obviously, Eric Gordon's very injury prone. I mean, I could see Holiday and Rivers being the backcourt. I don't know if they're going to want to play Holiday and Fredette if Gordon goes down. So, I don't know. I think Rivers is going to play a lot more minutes than people expect at backup guard. To the Magic, Vucevic with 23 rebounds, as you mentioned. And I put this in the article today. He had 4 blocks last night. If he becomes a 2 blocks a game guy, I mean, that's going to get him pretty close to top 20 overall, right?
Those 2%, oh yeah. I mean, that's why he's so far behind Ibaka, even though he rebounds so much better. So yeah, I mean, that's first round pick if he goes 2 steals.
Yeah, 2 steals, 2 blocks.
Sorry, 2 blocks.
Yeah, no. But I mean,
he does give you a steal too.
Yeah, he's a stealing guy too. So, yeah, really encouraging to see those 4 blocks last night. Kylo Quinn, he almost puts up a rainbow line, 4-2-5-1-3. Only shot 2 for 8. Yeah, early foul trouble hurt him, and his jumper just kind of looked flat. I think it's kind of a testament to how bad the Magic offense looks in general that O'Quinn is forced to take 20-foot jumpers. But
yeah, I mean, I guess he's playing Fry's role, but I mean, he's not – Fry's going to start when he comes back, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they have to.
But O'Quinn's still going to see 20 to 25 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Gordon had 28 minutes in this game. That can't continue if they want to win.
No, and I mean, he looked decent, got 11 points, had 3 turnovers, but I thought he looked a lot better than I expected a rookie that was as raw as he did to look out there. I think he played a lot of those minutes late, so that was good to see. Interesting to see that both Maurice Harkless and Andrew Nicholson got DMP coaches' decisions.
Yeah, they are so far down the pecking order right now. Yeah. I mean, that's the, what, 11 and 12?
Yeah. And with
Bell.
And with Tobias playing 36 and a half minutes and hopefully this injury not being a concern, he's looking like he's going to be their primary scorer. I think that's no question there.
So do we need to buy Tobias before it gets out of hand?
It's possible. I kept moving him up through preseason. I don't know if anyone's going to be selling after a 25-point game, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough price. And last thing with this game, Elfrid Payton. I know you said you didn't watch too much of this one. He had 4 shots blocked in the first half. I mean, he just looked lost offensively. Shot only 2 for 8. Good to see that he only had 2 turnovers and did have a pretty good line of 4, 5, 7. Gotta love those 7 assists, but that's why you're
5 boards from a point guard isn't terrible.
Yeah, that's why you were drafting this guy not for offense.
No, only 1 steal. I mean, that I expect 1.5 plus steals just to make him worthy of where we had him, top 100.
Yeah, and played 31 minutes, and the Magic were in this game until the third quarter. So, good to see that he's in. You know, Ridenour only 17 minutes. So,
yeah, Ridenour has no chance of taking his job.
Yeah, which I didn't think he would, but they did tinker with Payton off the bench some, and Ridenour starting. So it's good to see that Elfrid is pretty much the unquestioned starter. All right, so to the what did you call this in your comment this morning? The grandpa game at the Y or something like that?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, the old guys down at the Y.
Lots of old players with the Mavericks losing to the Spurs. Monta Ellis looks good. What a terrible debut from Chandler Parsons. Did not look great.
Yeah, and I had a Dallas fan tell me that he didn't move the ball at the end, and that kind of cost him. So, yeah. I mean, he himself has already said that it was terrible.
Yeah.
It's not going to continue.
Shot 2 for 10, only 5 points, 4 rebounds, no assists, 2 steals, 1 block. So, good to see him hit some of the categories. Had a pretty wide-open 3 to win the game, and it missed it. Jameer Nelson hit only 3 shots, but all were 3s, only 3 assists, got a steal and a block somehow. I don't know how he got a block, but, not a great game, but,
yeah.
I expect more from Nelson, but that's a decent game. Not a single turnover. kind of looking like the Calderon of the team.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. That looks eerily similar to Calderon's lines.
And Calderon, even though he didn't seem to do much most games, he ended up being ranked kind of top 60, top 50 last year, something like that. So, especially if you're a team that's got a ton of turnovers, Jameer Nelson's going to be just camping behind the three-point line all game.
Yeah, I mean, he's not just the Thragnov.
Yeah, he's a good ratios guy with that's going to get some assists, and that's why I had him top 100, one of the few rankings.
He's one of those guys you're going to look at his numbers and wonder why at the end of the year he's a top 100 guy.
Mm-hmm. It's those non-turnovers, good percentages.
Devin Harris played a ton of minutes, but I don't think he's going to take the job.
I don't think so either, and he did play the last few minutes late. He was kind of the hotter hand, shot 6 of 12. I mean, that's not that much better than 3 for 7, but he was just scoring a little bit more. I don't really read too much into that, and he's such an injury risk as it is.
So. Yeah, I don't think they want to play him that many minutes.
Yeah, and I will mention, you looked right. I mean, it's one game, but you looked right on Brandon Wright, who just was getting owned by Tim Duncan on a couple post plays, and they didn't put Wright back in the game. So he didn't look great. I think you can safely drop him in most leagues.
Yeah, he's not going to take anybody's job, and I don't see how he's going to get 30 minutes off the bench.
Yeah, not even. I didn't expect that, but... He looked pretty brutal on defense. To the Spurs, Tim Duncan with the big game, 14-13, 2-1-2. Really not much to talk about for the Spurs. I mean, it was nice to see DL get a 5-9-6 line. He was the guy I said I would stream, and I did stream against you in our RCL League. That was a good line for him. I guess the main thing with the Spurs was Manu Ginobili putting up 20 points and 6 assists and 28 bench minutes, but we don't expect that to continue.
No, but Bellinelli is still a big part of the rotation, too. He got 30 minutes.
Yeah, and, you know, no Kawhi this game, and there's actually been a thing going around that Kawhi's going to play on Friday, so that obviously is going to cut down on Bellinelli's minutes and Ginobili's minutes a couple, too. You know, they're not going to be able to run those guards as long.
No, and Danny Green is going to go back to what he did last year. I don't expect him to get over 26 to 28 a game.
Yeah, so if you're looking
at... They like a deep rotation. You know, when you have those older players, it really helps.
Yeah, so if you're looking at the minutes of this game and thinking, oh, Bellinelli and Green, they're going to play, you know, 30 minutes, 34 minutes, respectively... Don't forget Kawhi was out. I was surprised that Kyle Anderson didn't play. I thought he for sure was going to be out there.
Will eventually. I mean, Ginobili's going to need days off, so he'll get some minutes. I don't think he's that good. I'm not impressed.
I think he's a perfect fit for the Spurs. Slow, deliberate, smart with the ball. That pretty much describes the Spurs.
Yes, that's everybody on the Spurs.
Yeah, they only went 9 deep this game, too, so maybe that was kind of part of it. All right, so to the late game where we watched the mighty Los Angeles Lakers look just as bad as they did last year. They were out of this game pretty early. Yeah, Ed Davis is kind of an interesting buzzy name for the day. 11.6 rebounds, 2 blocks, played 22 minutes, and now with Randall out for the year, going to play a lot of forward minutes, don't you think? Backup forward center?
Yeah. I don't think he'll hit 30 or anything, but yeah.
He's an interesting guy.
I mentioned that I think this should get Ryan Kelly back into the mix for some power forward minutes.
Yeah, that's a good point. He did not play last night. Has a sore hammy, apparently. Yeah, I mean, I think he'll get into it eventually. And it's good to see that Davis played those minutes and Sacre only played the last 7 minutes. And he looks completely out. So really only the big men to get off the bench was Ed Davis and Julius Randle. So I think Davis worth an ad maybe in 14, 16 leagues. You know, maybe 12ers if you had an empty spot. But
so there was something about this game I wanted to see that I didn't get to watch. I really wanted to see Patrick Beverley own Jeremy Lin. Well, looking at this stat line, it happened.
Yeah, Beverly looked much better. Didn't get any steals, but 9-5-5. Lynn, the 1 point, the one bucket he made was fine, but he didn't look great. 7 points, 6 assists,
four turnovers.
Yeah, Lynn didn't look great, but he's a starting point guard on a team that has no point guard depth. So
he was just Beverly.
Yeah, Beverly. Is Beverly the best defensive point guard in the league?
I think so. He didn't make the Team USA roster, and I thought that was a little disappointing.
Yeah, John Wall's up there. He's pretty good on D.
Yeah, and he does more offense, so,
yeah,
he'll get the accolades. But, man, Beverly shuts everyone down.
Yep, he does. Really not much else. Good to see Jordan Hill play, still only 23 minutes, but 7 points, 10 rebounds, and got a block.
Nobody in this game played, or on the Lakers side, played 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I can't get too much into that.
Not even Kobe. So, and with, Randall being out, that thins out the front court depth a little bit. So, got to feel pretty good with Hill at this point. All right, so to the Houston side of the ball, oh man, I know this doesn't matter for virtually anyone else, but my heart sank when the Houston second unit put out Jason Terry at backup point guard. Jason Terry? What?
At point, I guess they didn't ask him to actually run the offense, right? He was just a pick and pop guy.
No, I mean, he played next to Beverly and next to Harden, and then Harden obviously would run the point, or Beverly. That was just, as an Isaiah Cannon fan, he played 7 minutes, but it was only the last 7 minutes of complete junk time. So if you're holding on, if you're in a super deep league like the REL, like we're in, do you want Cannon? I'm probably going to drop him after this week. Looks like he's out of the rotation.
Yeah, if they're going to play Terry like that. I mean, if Terry was available, would you even drop Cannon for Terry?
No, I'd pick someone else up. But
fine. Pick up Dr. Pap.
Yeah, Dr. Pap. Good to see Dr. Pap not only innovating in the laboratories, you can look that one up yourself, but playing well. 20 minutes of 4-6-4 ball with 2 steals. It was weird. I put in the article this morning, kind of looks like Omri Caspi from afar, but a little bit more of a wing player, and he looked pretty good.
He made it through the REL, so 340 players owned, and he didn't get picked.
And I bet
he doesn't last next week. He shouldn't last next week.
No, like, I'll drop Cannon for Papanikolaou. That'd be an easy move for me. But I think people are going to fab him for a good bit. I mean, we'll see. Surprised he didn't get drafted, though. We talked about him before the year started.
Yeah, I had him as a dollar buy if everything went wrong.
Yep. And this is why we talked about not drafting Dwight Howard. 13 points, 11 rebounds, that's fine, but only the one block and just completely tanks your free throw percentage. 7-for-16 at the stripe.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that little comparison. When you throw Harden's 15-for-16 with it, you still lose.
Yep. Harden goes 15-for-16 at the line. So if you drafted Dwight and said, "Oh, I'm gonna get other free throw guys to help protect it," like Harden, you're still only 65% with those two combined. And I mean, the volume's so high that it's a high volume 65%. That's even harder to get better throughout the week. So this is why I just can't bring myself to ever touch Dwight Howard. I looked on Fantasy Pros one more time. We were the last on him of all 25 rankers. So that's why. So anything else from last night pique your interest?
Terrence Jones.
Yeah, he looked awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get him anywhere. Why did Yahoo steal our rankings? It really crushed my hopes of Terrence Jones and Markieff Morris on the same team.
Mm-hmm. Jones was ranked in the... Was he out of the top 150, or is that only Draymond Green?
No, I think he was right around Markieff at 135-ish.
We had him top 80, and then all of a sudden they adjusted their thing, and we didn't get him anywhere. So, yeah, he looks really legit, and while Dwight looked awful and got into foul trouble at times and mouthing off to Kobe and being Dwight, Terrence Jones just quietly looking like a better player.
So. Yeah, and so they cut our boy Adrian and played Tariq Black. He played 24 minutes and had 2 points and two boards.
Yep. I think that says
Adrian would have been better.
Yeah, I think that says all you need to know about the Houston front court situation. All right, man. So let's talk a little DraftKings. We're welcoming DraftKings back as a sponsor this year. If you looked at the site by the time you listen to this, you'll see that we've got a DraftKings post on the top of the site right now. Well, it'll be second to the top with this podcast up now. But we're excited to have them back. Starting next week, next Wednesday, we're going to have a Razzball-only contest. I don't know the specific details, but I think it'll be limited to 20 or 30 people. It'll be a $10 entry fee, and DraftKings doesn't take... I don't think they're going to take a big rake from it. Usually with these daily sites and how DraftKings works and how you can make a ton of money with them... is they host these contests where you put in your entry fee and you can win it big. And you know, with a Razzball specific contest, they don't take their cut, and it'll just be Razzball against Razzball. So that'll be a ton of fun. I'm excited to go against Slim, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. For today, there's the NBA 50K layup. If you're a first-time depositor, you can get into the contest for free. $50,000 worth of prizes, and that's the one I'm playing in tonight. And I believe Slim is in it as well.
Yep, yep. There's about 13,000 people right now, so, you know, top 1,000 wins, something like that.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people play. I mean, DraftKings has all sorts of contests. They've got, you know, small. Do they still do the, like, one out of three people win? Like, one's as small as three people.
And yeah, they have the 50-50s where, you know, half the people win and half the people lose their money. And, you know, half the people get their money back, half of them double their money, half of them lose everything. But then you have the triple-ups where, you know, you triple your money, a third of the league triples their money, and then two-thirds lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much everything increments from there.
Yeah, so it goes from all the way from just a few people in a lobby to like this one. How many did you say was in this one? 13,000? So
far, yeah.
Yeah, so I tend to like to play in the big ones and just, you know, pay a small fee and hope to hit it big. I think it's more fun that way.
Yeah, I kind of figure I'll play the big ones and then play the little ones to keep the bankroll up.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely easier to win in the smaller ones, but you win little. In the big ones, you have the chance to really win it big. So,
I played my first time last night and I broke even.
Yeah, well, nice job, you know.
Yeah, I'm not doing even numbers anymore, even number of games, though.
You're
I don't like tying. Tying is not for me.
You're an average DraftKings player. I'm just kidding.
After one night, I'll take it.
So yeah, you pick eight spots for your teams, and every Wednesday I'm going to give you my starting five, so you'll know five of my eight picks. For this week, I think some good buys. Mason Plumlee, I think, is a must-buy. Is he on any of your teams?
Yep, I'm going to use him. I got him. I've got two lineups I want to use tonight, and he's definitely on one of them.
Yep, he's only $5,400. You get a $50,000 starting budget, so for eight players, that's whatever. I can't do math, but that makes Plumlee a value, is what I'm getting at.
I think the average is like $6,600, something like that.
Something
the
like
lowest
that.
Player is $3,000. The highest is about $10,000. There's some math involved. Basically, you can't get all the good players. But you can still get two, maybe three very high-end players if you wanted to.
Yep. And, I mean, that's usually what I tend to do is I try to find my value picks first and then fill out with big names when I can. So, yeah, Brook Lopez out, so Mason Plumlee is going to start. That's a good one. And my other good value pick for tonight is Draymond Green. Same situation. David Lee is probably going to be out with the hamstring. Green's going to start. He's only small forward eligible, so you have to look for him there. But he's going to start at power forward tonight for the Warriors. And is only
I think there's an obvious one you left off that I couldn't pass on.
All right, who's that?
Tony Roten.
Oh, that is a good one.
Going against Sloan?
Yeah. I could see that game being really slow.
Philly doesn't play slow.
Yeah, I mean, they don't, but Indiana's going to try everything they can to slow it down. get Lewis Scola involved, and that game will really slow down.
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be an open game.
All right, so...
And, you know, the other one I like is, and probably going to be on a lot of people's rosters tonight, is Chris Copeland.
Yeah, I could see that one, too. Both guys I didn't end up getting. Because, I mean, my with those two value picks of Plumlee and Green, I had money to spend. So I got kind of higher name guys. But, yeah, that's good one. He's going to play a ton of minutes tonight.
Yeah, my stalwart tonight is definitely DeMarcus Cousins. If there's one guy I think is going to have the best game tonight, I think it's him.
Yeah, against the Warriors, that's going to be a fun game. So that's DraftKings. Like I said, look for next week. We'll have a post up late Wednesday morning, early afternoon with the Razzball only contest. I'm going to try to promote it because we need to try to get it filled every week we can. And it'll just be a ton of fun to talk with only Razzball players and play against USLIM and try to win a little bit of bankroll.
Yep, going to make money out of this somehow.
All right, so let's go over the games tonight and any other news items that will impact your lineups tonight. I mentioned earlier in the DraftKings segment that David Lee is out, so start Draymond Green. And also Brooke Lopez is out. Definitely start Mason Plumlee. I think Mason Plumlee's a must start.
Yeah, I don't. Unless he gets in foul trouble, I don't see how he plays less than 36 minutes.
Yeah, me either. I mean, their depth on that front line is just so bad. I mean,
I don't even know who their third center is.
I don't know.
I have no idea who his backup is. It ain't Garnett. It's not Teletovic.
I'm going to look at a roster depth chart real quick. But, yeah, 36 minutes, that seems very doable. They've got Jerome Jordan.
Do they now?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I really don't know almost anything about this guy. Oh, he went to Tulsa, and he's 28 years old. And 7 feet tall. I have a lot of family in Tulsa. That's why I said that wasn't just a random, like, hey, went to Tulsa. What's up, guys?
Shout out to my Tulsa peeps.
So, yeah. Definitely play Plumlee. Looks like
That's against Boston, by the way, too.
Ooh. Yeah,
it's gonna, good.
He's going to have a little bit of an advantage over Olynyk. So,
yep.
Going to like that. Jimmy Butler looks like he's going to miss tonight. Tony Snell going to play a few minutes for deeper leagues? Probably not.
Maybe McDermott comes in for some offense.
Yeah. Really not too much of an impact there.
Yeah, Snell could play. I wouldn't be too surprised. Are they going to go Heinrich at the two? Nah.
Yeah, I mean, they might some. Heinrich and Rose can play together, so.
Yeah.
All right, so full slate.
Not playing Snell in any kind of daily, that's for sure.
No. We just both love Tony Snell. I just want the kid to play. Come on.
So, I like him as a player.
Yeah, no, I think he's
going to be a good fantasy guy eventually.
Yeah, and Deep Dynasty is like an REL. I think we both floated Tony Snell offers and couldn't get him. So.
Yeah, multiple times, yeah.
So go really quickly through all these games here. You know, don't imagine there's too much to talk about with a lot of them, since we do have a pretty much full slate of games. Sixers at Pacers, we talked a little bit about this one. I think it's going to be pretty slow-paced. I do think Sloan's worth starting in some leagues, though, deeper leagues.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You should get some assists. Oh. So they came out with a starting lineup, and I don't believe Stuckey was part of it.
What?
Yeah.
Where are they going to play him? Backup? Point guard and shooting guard?
I guess, but it had Miles and Copeland as the starters.
Ew. Well, that's a team that looks awful. I don't know. Who do you think wins this game?
You never know, though. There's always something to come out of that awfulness.
Yeah. Well, who do you think wins this game? Sixers at Pacers.
Oh, man. Yeah, this could keep records from being broken, as in overall losses for a year. But, yeah, I'll go Sixers. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually
got the home court advantage.
Well, it's
no, they don't.
Yeah, it's at
India. It doesn't change anything. Yeah, I'll go Sixers.
The 10 traveling Sixers fans will be there. So,
me and Pete Nice will watch.
Yeah, exactly. Bucks at Hornets. This will be the game I watch the most of because I am a Hornets fan, and I like to watch the Bucks for fantasy. We'll see a lot about what Milwaukee does with their rotation, what they do with Henson and Giannis and all that. But
yeah, but I'm still giving it at least a week.
Yeah,
maybe even two or three. Like, I don't think this one game is going to set things in stone.
I don't think so either. So, you know, don't be too rash dropping Henson if he barely plays. But at the same time, I don't really see that happening. Sanders looks like he's going to play. Had that outpatient surgery and is going through practice. So, looks like he's ready to go. Hornets are pretty set, so not much to say there. Brooklyn at Boston. Plumlee owning the Celtics. Rondo, has there been an update on Rondo for tonight?
I haven't seen anything.
I think he's going to be playing. The last update is he's going to have one more imaging test done on his hand. So we'll see. We'll see if Rondo's out there. Definitely keep your eye on that. If he's out, hopefully you own Marcus Smart and can slot him in or have a full roster of players and you can filter someone in there.
You don't think it's going to be Evan Turner?
Ugh. Evan Turner's so bad at basketball. But I don't know. Marcus Smart is not much better right now.
So, not yet. Yeah. But that's not a fair comparison.
I know. He'll be better. All right, so your team, the Miami Heat, hosting the Wizards.
I thought you were going to the Jazz.
No, not yet. They're not your real team. They're your fake
yeah,
team.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, you know, watch some of this game. Their offense is going to be so stagnant.
And you don't think Dang's going to have a little bit of a bounce back this year?
I mean, what does he do? He's a spot-up shooter, occasional driver to the basket. He's not really a facilitator, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot's going to change. It's not going to look anything like it did last year.
That's for sure. For the Wizards, get to see Otto Porter make a start. So.
Is he? I heard Rice was ready to go. I'm not sure.
Really?
I could go either way right now.
I would think they'd still want to play Porter. I thought they came out and said that he had won the starting job anyway.
Okay.
I mean, I might be wrong there. I think both are going to still play. I mean, Rice was dealing with that ankle injury. So we'll see there.
Yeah, they're saying Porter will start, but Rice will be available.
Gotcha. So, interesting to see there. Hawks at Toronto. Really not too much to talk about for this game. I think we're pretty set on
that. The return of Horford, which is going to be nice to see.
Yep. Horford versus Valanciunas should be a pretty pretty beefy center matchup.
And this game really does scream playoff-type atmosphere eventually. These two teams could play for the Eastern Conference title. I mean, I don't think that's absurd.
Oh, no. I mean, the Cavs would probably be there, but definitely not absurd. So
they're probably the 3 and 4 teams in the West, in the East.
Yeah. All right. So the Bulls at the Knicks. This game would be good in the 90s. I don't really. I don't think there's too much to talk about. Rose coming back, and we'll get to see the Knicks triangle offense.
Yeah, I don't expect that to go well, but yeah. Man, J.R. Smith has had nothing positive to say.
Yeah. He's confused. He's lost out there.
I don't see Hardaway taking anybody's job, but he should get his minutes. He's perfect for this.
Yeah, I could see this being a brutal game for the Knicks. Just like terrible ball flow.
Oh yeah, they could easily score less than 80.
Yeah. T-Wolves at Memphis. Wiggins to make his debut. We pretty much know what Memphis is going to do. It's about all.
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter. Yeah. He's gonna lead the team with 5 Sports Center highlight dunks. Another thing I missed from the 90s. Pistons at Nuggets. Nothing's really come to mind. Excited to see KCP start though.
Yeah, I think Singler won that small forward job.
Yeah, because Monroe's gonna come off the bench when he's back, suspended for the first 2 games, including this one.
No, that's right.
So you're not gonna see Monroe. You can flush those first 2 games down the toilet or get them on your pants, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, don't get them on your pants.
Rockets at Jazz. Good to see Exum do something, probably.
Man. Burks is going to go for 20. Book it.
What? I don't know. Against Beverly? Against your defensive?
Burks, plural.
Oh, I thought you said Burke. I'm sorry. I thought you said Burke is, you know.
No.
Burke is going to, you know, they're similar. Yeah, I could see Burks going for 20 off the bench. That makes sense.
Yeah, you got Harden coming off a travel day on a back-to-back. He has got no interest in guarding him. They're going to win anyway. Yeah. Burks is going to have a game.
Terrence Jones is going to just go off. Because
I feel for Cantor in this one.
Well, I mean, who's Cantor going to guard? If he guards Jones, he's going to get burned. If he guards Dwight, he's going to get knocked over.
No, they're going to have to put favors on Howard.
I think they have to, too. So,
I mean, we could very well see some Gobert, but Favors has to go out to the three-point line to cover Jones. That's not pretty either.
Man, this is not a good matchup for the Jazz. But yeah, I'm with you that I think Terrence Jones is going to have a monster game again here, and he's going to look like an absolute beast through two games.
And you know, the problem with Terrence Jones last year was he'd get those big 30-minute games, and then the next game he'd get 20, and we would have no answer for why.
Mm-hmm. But with no
worried about that.
No, because, you know, they cut Adrian, and Tarik Black's pretty much only a center. I mean, Papanikolaou's really small to be playing any power forward.
Modi Junis only got...
I mean, Modi Junis will be in there some. I don't know. I just don't feel like the depth is there as much. So, and I mean...
I'm with you. I think his role is pretty secure.
And I think it was... probably a lot of it was some coaching moments, too, where, you know, Mikhail was, like, trying to hammer home some points this year. I think he looks ready. Lakers at Suns. Interesting to see what Kobe will do on a back-to-back. And I'm just excited to watch the Suns play. That'll be a game I watch a good bit of. Love watching the Suns.
Yep, I'm a fan. I really like their front office. It's definitely my favorite.
Yep. Warriors at Kings.
Morris Twins to start?
Yeah. I mean, Marcus is going to play the three with P.J. Tucker. Suspended for three games, so both Morris twins be out there. I'm interested to see what Lynn does, because he was kind of a sleeper call of mine for deep leagues. See how he looks. Warriors at Kings, DeMarcus Cousins is going to have a monster game. Both talked about
game
that.
Of the night, you think?
It could be. I mean, if the Kings keep up, I mean, this could easily be a 120-120 game with a minute left in the fourth. So,
gotta see how that Collison Sessions thing
works out. Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. I think both Collison and Sessions are gonna play 30 minutes.
Yeah. McLemore starts and gets less than 20.
And Stauskas plays, you know, less than 20 as well. So
Rudy Gay gets some power forward minutes. Yep, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. And I mean they're gonna need to go smaller and up tempo too. So
Yeah, Rudy Gay and Draymond match up pretty well.
Yeah, that'll be a good one to watch with Lee out, so definitely play Draymond Green tonight if you have a full set of players going. Get Green in there. And finally, we've got the Thunder at the Trailblazers. No Jeremy Lamb, no Reggie Jackson, no Durant. Wow, the Thunder are heavily underdogs in this game.
No Morrow.
Yeah, Morrow's out too. So
they're going to start Perry Jones and Roberson.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Ibaka try to get a ton of points and try to get LaMarcus and Val trouble.
It's the over-under on Westbrook's turnovers. 7?
That's exactly the number that came into my head. 7. I'll take the under, but barely. I mean.
Yeah, that's going to be scary.
Yeah. Lillard might actually
At least it's Lillard, but still. Yeah,
Lillard will get some steals to start his season off on the right foot this year.
It'd be nice to see a little CJ McCollum off the bench.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Be interesting to see how many minutes he gets at backup guard. So.
He's probably not going to get backup point guard minutes. Steve Blake.
Oh, that's right. The ghost of...
It's unfortunate.
The ghost of Malcolm in the Middle, of Dewey. He looks like the young one from that show.
Yeah, he does.
And then tomorrow, I mean, we're back with the podcast tomorrow, but tomorrow we'll see Cleveland debut. Isn't that kind of weird that Cleveland didn't have their first game till two games in? I guess they're just, I guess the Clippers too, right?
Was the schedule set before the trade? I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? But
because if it was set after the trade, or you know, if it was set before the trade, I don't really think they wanted Cleveland to be opening night.
Yeah, I think it's weird that a couple teams are going to be playing two games, and then a few teams haven't played a single one yet. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but I just think that's kind of weird. Whatever. All right, man. Well, I think that'll do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow talking everything from recapping this huge slate of games, talking overreactions, and talking movies for the weekend. So anything else you got going on tonight before watching NBA all night?
Oh, I don't know. I should probably get a little bit of extra sleep in before this all. Actually, I got some writing to do. That's what I really have to do.
That's true. We're looking forward to your Slim Pickens piece out tomorrow. We'll talk about that more tomorrow on the show. But we're excited to see that. So yeah, get to writing. Get to working. Whip. I'm whipping you into writing.
Yep. Sounds good.
And the flat joke to the show. Take it easy, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Adios.